He's awesome. He is awesome. He is so awesome that he's, and I just think it's so important when God moves, when God does something, to give him the glory and the honor that's due. And we need to be a people who celebrate the things of God when he does those sorts of things. So that's why we give testimony. It unlocks your faith as well. Oh, I'm going to trust him. Next time I come across this thing in someone's life, what have I got to lose? Remember he did it back then? So one thing that's been encouraging this week, and I'm going to put Gary out of his misery and not make him wait around. Can I get you up, Gaz? Please? He loves getting up the front. This is my brother, Gary. Do you want me to do the spiel? Do you want to do the spiel? So Gary's an old mate for a long time and had a few revelations lately. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Always loved the Lord for a while, quite a while.
7 years.
7 years. And had some challenges along the way.
Many.
Yeah. And recently quite a big one. Quite a big one. So cancer.
Yeah.
Cancer. Five young kids. Young family. Beautiful wife. Young man. How old are you now?
32.
Wasn't looking good. So you did the chemo.
Yeah, it wasn't working.
First two weren't working.
No.
First two courses of chemo weren't working.
He's gonna quit
it. Just accept the diagnosis.
Quality, not quantity, you know?
Yeah. Go and enjoy what time you had left.
Yeah.
So I just picked up one of your posts in Facebook a couple of weeks ago. What are you doing, Gaz? Not looking well.
Yeah. I just got out of prison. I'm an addict and I fell off the rails over a year ago and had to spend a year in prison, which saved my life. I found out I had cancer and it had spread to my lungs, chest, kidneys, in between my heart, in my groin. They were telling me that I might not make it home, you know. And I only had a year to serve in prison, but it felt like a lifetime because I didn't know that, I didn't know whether I'd ever see my family again. I wasn't allowed visits with my wife or anything. And I started chemotherapy by myself. It was actually the first time I had prayed since I'd been in prison. The first two weren't working. And I was just about to pull the pin on the last one, and it was just a tough time, and they just didn't know what was going to go on with me. And I just prayed that I just want one night with my wife and kids, just to say how sorry I am, you know, for falling off the rails, and you know that I love them with all my heart, and just one night, and then after that, I'm yours, you know. And the judge let me out of prison 4 months early. And a week later, I go into my oncologist, and she said, all your tumours are gone, all your dirty cells are gone, you're healthy, your livers are good, yeah. But that was only because Marcus invited me here, and I was here last week, and you know there was a lot of lovely people that prayed over me and give me a bit of hope, give me a bit of faith, because I thought I was going to die, and I've been arguing with my wife 4 months now that, you know what, this is it, just accept it, yeah, and it's better me than someone else. But I found some faith again, and I'm back under his wing, so yeah.
Thank you, brother. Love you, mate. Your faith has made you well. Jesus said that. So, you know, we just set up the meetings, don't we? Just encourage one another. You know, he came to God and no more cancer. Is that a big deal? You know what I mean? That's our God. That's who we serve. That's who we're trying to introduce people to. So, and a lot of our story. We've done a bit of journey to the Gaz, and you know, just because of what you did doesn't mean that's who you are. You're a child of the Most High God. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, you probably struggle with drugs along the way, but that's not who you are. You're a child of the Most High God. Saved, loved, set free. That's who you walk in now. And God just said, look, I'm going to show you that I love you. You came to me, that's all I was been waiting for. No more cancer. That's amazing. That's the death sentence lifted off. Chemo wasn't working. So, I don't know, just seal all that for a while. Think about that. That's huge. That's the message we take. That's who we serve. Yeah? Let's worship him who does things like that. He's the great physician. Yeah? Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's pray. I just want to pray about that. Thank you, Father God, for Gary, for a brother. Lord, that you are the miracle-working God. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. It's not by man. Man didn't do anything, Lord. It was you. And we just thank you, Father God, that you love all of us just like that, that you want to move in our lives just like that, that you want to meet other people out in that community, Father God, who are dealing and have situations and experience hopelessness just like that, Father God. You want to bring hope, you want to bring light, you want to bring life, because that's who you are. So we just celebrate you today. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Yep. All right, Kev. Thanks, Charles. Let's stand and